Acts chapter 18. And after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came to them. And because he was of the same craft, he stayed with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Yeshua was the Messiah. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his clothing and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean, and from here on forth I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed from there, and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped Yahweh, whose house was joined right next to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Master with all his house, and many of the Corinthians heard and believed and were baptized. Then spoke the Master to Paul in the night by a vision, "Be not afraid, but speak, and do not hold your peace, for I am with you, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have much people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of Yahweh among them. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul, and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship Yahweh contrary to the law." And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O you Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, you look to it, for I will be no judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. And then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him right in front of the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And after Paul tarried here yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren, and sailed from there to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus, and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to stay longer time with them, he did not consent, but bid them farewell, saying, "I must by all means keep this feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you if Yahweh wills." And he sailed from Ephesus. When he had landed at Caesarea, and had gone up and saluted the assembly, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed, and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the sovereign, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of Yeshua, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them, and expounded unto him the way of Yahweh more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Yeshua was the Messiah. End of chapter 18.